各位弟兄姐妹，大家平安。
Dear brothers and sisters, peace be with all of you.
今天下午我们一起来学习一个题目，谁需要医生？
This afternoon, the topic for our mutual learning is who needs a doctor.
最近天气都回暖，大家本来很开心，觉得春天来临温哥华了。
This past few days, a lot of us are being challenged physically due to the change in the weather.
结果呢，天气虽然好，但是大家却开始生病了。
Even though springtime is here, but a lot of us are sick.
我们在一起啊，都常常听到咳嗽的声音。
And even in the chapel, we often hear the coughing sound.
一开始是听到别人在咳嗽。
Before we heard others coughing.
后来就听到自己在咳嗽。
And then later on.It is we ourselves who were coughing.
后来要听到自己的家人在咳嗽。
And then we also hear our family members coughing away.
当然生病啊，就需要看医生。
Of course, when we are sick, we need a physician or a doctor.
谁需要医生呢？
Who exactly needs doctors?
我们看主耶稣怎么说。
And we let us study what Jesus has to say.
我们看马太福音的第九章。
Let's turn to the book of Matthew, chapter 9.
十二节。
Verse 12.
马太福音的第九章第十二节。
Matthew chapter 9 verse 12.
九章十二节，耶稣听见就说：“健康的人用不着医生，有病的人才用得着。”
On hearing this, Jesus said, "It is not the healthy who need a doctor, but the sick."
所以说这里讲一句大家都听得懂的话。
I'm sure this statement by Jesus is very clear.
谁需要医生呢？
Who exactly needs a doctor?
身体很健康，你不会有空没事就找就去 make appointment 跟医生聊天。
If you are healthy and well, you don't need to waste your time to make an appointment to see the doctor.
你每次需要医生的时候，当然就是身体很不舒服的时候。
Only when we are sick do we need to see a doctor.
人的身体啊，真的很脆弱。
We humans are so weak and fragile.
往往生病啊，健康跟生病之间呢，只是一瞬间，一天间。
And the line that divides health and sickness is just a thin line.
今天跟一个弟兄在聊。
This afternoon, I was chatting with one of the brother.
我跟他说，我正生病了一个礼拜。
I told him that I've been sick for almost a week now.
那弟兄说，上个礼拜你不是好好的吗？
And then he told me, you look fine last week.
对啊，那是上个礼拜。
But I told him that was last week.
一个礼拜可以人都死掉了。
And I told him that within a week, a person may even die over that period of time.
昨天可以好好，今天可以很不好。
Yesterday, one may be fine, but the next day, he may be sick.
昨天可以还在，今天可能可以不在。
Yesterday, this person may be around, but the next day, he may be gone.
每次我们生病，每次都要学习谦卑。
Every time when we are ill, we have to learn how to humble ourselves.
上个礼拜天去访问。
Last week, I went visiting.
当然他们的家人有一些人就生病。
And at that time, a few people in the family were sick.
我没有想很多，我想说我那么身体那么好，没什么关系。
At that time, I thought to myself that I'm fine, so there's no problem for me to visit.
这个礼拜一起床。
However, last Wednesday, when I first got up in the morning,
觉得很怪，那时候讲不出来什么，就是好像全身没力一样。
I felt very uncomfortable, but I can't really pinpoint to exactly what's wrong with me.
那是早上还有 appointment, 还有访问，就硬下去。
But of course, because we had already make an appointment to visit the true seeker, so we have to go.
下午回家就不行。
However, after the visitation, when I arrived home, I felt totally bad.
躺了几天。
And I was bedridden for a few days.
感谢神啊，其实我身体还算不错。
Thank God, actually, I'm pretty okay physically.
感冒可能一年一次。
I only get sick maybe once a year.
但是也不会说感冒都要躺在床上好几天。
But I've never experienced such a illness where I'm bedridden for a few days.
但是这次的感冒很厉害。
But I find that this time, my cold is pretty serious.
很多人都感冒。
And I realized that the people around me were quite seriously ill too.
都是一样的症状。
And we have the same kind of a manifestations.
全身没力。
We feel weak in our body.
低烧。
And we have a low grade fever.
咳嗽。
And we have cough.
医生说很多这种病毒都是从亚洲这种新的病毒传过来。
And the doctor told me that this virus is actually coming from Asia. It's a new kind of strain.
那我的病毒呢就跑到气管，就变气管炎。
And the bacteria attack my air passage and attack my lungs.
礼拜二咳一咳，晚上咳一咳之后，哎，突然间没有声音了，完全讲不出话来。
On Tuesday night, I start to cough a lot, and the next day, I lost my voice totally.
我太太问我干嘛？
And my wife asked me, "What's wrong with you?" And I just told her with the sign language.
小朋友说做什么？爸爸做什么？
And my kids couldn't understand what happened to me.
我说你们有没有乖乖？平常我喊他们都不乖，现在不讲话了，他们反而乖。
And I lost my voice, but I still managed to tell them to behave well.
啊，我说我写几个字给我太太。
And I can only communicate with my wife through writing.
啊，那个纸条好像还在。
And I even kept as a this piece of paper as a souvenir.
我说我咳嗽之后失声了，伤了声带。
I said, I'm starting to cough. I've lost my voice.
第一次这样，哇，好软弱。
This is my first time. I'm experiencing this, and I feel so weak.
然后躺了几天。And
I was bedridden for a few days after.
第三天呢，想说不要再撑了，要去看医生了。And
the third day, I told myself that I better go see a doctor.
当然，这种生病的经历啊，每一个人都有。Of
course, everyone, we have experiences periods of when we are sick.
提醒我们，人真很软弱。
It just goes to teach us that we humans are so weak.
没有谁不生病的。
No one will not ever fall sick.
只是时间的问题而已。
But it is just a matter of when we will fall sick.
今天是我, 以后可能是别人。
Today I may fall sick, and the next time will be the other person.
不是这种病, 就是那另外一种病。
Maybe you will have a cold now, but the next person may will met up with a different kind of illness.
神创造世界的时候本来是完美的。
In the beginning, when God created the world, it was very perfect.
在伊甸乐园里面，没有生病，也没有死亡。
And in the Garden of Eden, there was no illnesses, there was no death.
但是人犯罪了之后，
But yet, after man sinned,
那个地就被咒诅。The
earth was cursed.
被咒诅，就有很多那种病毒就跑出来了。
And with the curse, many diseases came about.
结果人就要生病，就要死亡。
Man started to fall sick and eventually die.
所以大部分的人呢，在生命最后一刻都是病死的。Most
people they die of sicknesses.
啊，但是主耶稣这里说，有病的人呢才需要医生呢，让我们想起几点，让我们来思考。Here,
the statement by our Lord Jesus saying that the healthy do not need a doctor, but the sick. This is a very profound statement.
但我们要感谢神给我们健康，健康的时候我们也不会感谢。But
of course we have. To thank God for giving us health, but many times in our health, we never thank God.
我们平常生病很身体很健康了，也不会说啊，我鼻子很痛哦，很感谢神哦，应该不会这样。当你鼻塞的时候，就说哎呀，鼻塞好辛苦。Of
course, when we are healthy, we do not thank God for giving us a stuffy nose.
我们平常都要感谢神。Of
course, we must thank the Lord at all times.
也要很谦卑啊，如果不是神容许，一句话都讲不了。
And we have to learn to be humble ourselves because without the mercy of God, we are not even able to speak another word.
但是有病的人需要医生。
However, the sick needs a doctor.
病人呢，对医生有几种态度。
This is how the sick treat a doctor.
有一些病人呢，很怕看医生。
Because we know some patients, they are so afraid to see their doctors.
尤其是男人哦，男人比较怕看医生。
Especially the males, they are so afraid and very hesitant to see a doctor.
为什么会怕看医生？
Why are they so hesitant to see a doctor when they are sick?
可能怕打针啊，怕吃药。
Maybe they are afraid of the needles or because they have to take some bitter medicines.
有一些人生病啊，死撑了，不要去看医生。
Some people, they will just bear their pain and their illness and not see a doctor.
当然了，撑得过去当然好，撑不过去就变大病。
But of course, if you can bear it, that's fine. But if you do not see a doctor, then it may be too late.
就是有一些人另外一个极端，很喜欢看医生。
However, another extreme is that a person may like to see a doctor for a little bit of sickness.
没什么事也是看医生。
When they are fine, they still like to see the doctor.
或者是一生病呢，只想到看医生。
And whenever they are sick, they automatically think of going to the doctor.
当然这也不好。
Of course, this is not very good.
我们看一个例子。
For example,
我们看历代志下。
Please turn to the book of 2 Chronicles.
16章的12节。
Chapter 16, verse 12.
历代志下的16章12节。
2 Chronicles Chapter 16, verse 12.
亚撒王做39年了，他的脚上有病，并且甚重。 的时候没有求耶和华，只求一神。
Verse 12, in the 39th year of his reign, Asa was afflicted with a disease in his feet. Though his disease was severe, even in his illness, he did not seek help from the Lord, but only from the physicians.
他病了两年，他做王41年了之后死了，与他列祖同岁。
And he has been a king for 41 years. 2 years after he got ill, he died.
有病当然去看医生。
Of course, when we are sick, we have to see the doctor.
但是如果一个人有病的时候，只想要靠医生，不靠神，这也是不对。
But of course, when we are sick and we only totally depend on the doctor and not on God, that's also not right.
这个亚撒王啊，他这个时候对神已经失去信心。
King Asa, at this point in his life, he has already lost faith in God.
他不想靠神。
He refused to trust and rely on God.
我国家里面有那么多学医的，难道一个医不好吗？
He thought to himself, I have so many great physicians in my kingdom. Why should I rely on God?
他只靠医生。
He only depended on the physicians in his kingdom.
一个医不好，找另外一个医生，再找另外一个医生。
If one physician could not heal him, then he will go on to the next one.
就是不肯祷告。
Yet he refused to pray. He refused to humble himself before God. And in the end, of course, the physicians that are not able were not able to help him.
这个脚病啊，折磨他两年，
and this disease on his feet tortured him for 2 years, and at the end he lost his life.
可能是这个长毒疮，或者是食肉菌，就是肉在烂，这样死掉了。Maybe
his feet was a bacterial infection, or it was a flesh-eating disease, and then it was very fatal.
人要死很容易。
It is easy for one to die.
真的，如果不是神怜悯的话。
But if it is not for the mercy of God.
所以今天我们生病了，我们会找医生。
Today, if we are sick, we will automatically, naturally look for a doctor.
但是我们更不要忘记，我们要靠神。 吃药看医生的同时，更要花更多的时间在祷告。
But of course, we not only see the doctor and eat the prescribed medicine, but all the more we must pray and rely on God.
如果已经花了很多时间看医生，或者是花了很多钱在吃药，都吃不好。
But of course, if we spend a lot of time visiting many doctors and spend a lot of our money buying prescription drugs, and yet we are still not healed.
这个时候就要想一想了，我是不是要继续靠医生了？
But then this time we have to ask ourselves, do we still continue to rely on these doctors?
这里圣经有一个例子。
In the Bible, there is another example.
我们看路加福音的第八章。
Luke chapter 8.
路加福音的第八章43节。
Luke chapter 8 verse 43.
路加福音第八章43节，有一个女人患了12年的血漏，在医生手里花了尽了她一切养生的，并没有一个人能医好她。这个这里记载一个女人呢。Here
in this verse, relates the story of a woman.
这个人很可怜。She
was very, very unfortunate.
她得了一个暗病，就是一种血漏症。She
she has an illness where she bled.
这是个很麻烦的病。
This is a very inconvenient disease.
会让她很不方便。
It will cause her much inconvenience.
流血流多了，整个人呢就会疲乏骨瘦。
Because when you bleed continuously, you'll be anemic and fatigued.
然后呢，常常流血，代表她也不能生育。
Because she continually bled, she's not able to give birth.
这种病呢很难医。
And this kind of illness is very difficult to heal.
还花了很多钱。
And we see here that she spent a lot of money trying to get a cure.
到最后就是说她老本了，一切养生的，就是老本了，都花光了。
And here it says that she spent all her savings.
然后另外一个经节就是说，她在医生手中啊吃了很多苦，什么药都吃过了。
And here it says that she has visited many doctors and she has already tried on many drugs, many medicines.
没有一个人可以医好她。
But yet none of them could heal her.
这是这个时候，她人生的改变来了。
Was at this point there was a change, a turning point in her life.
主耶稣经过他住的地方,
Jesus was about to pass through her village.
他想一想,
and she thought to herself,
只有靠耶稣了。
I can only trust in Jesus.
医生没有办法救我,
because the doctors could not even help me.
人很多啊, 他就挤过去。
But because there were so many people crowding around her,
根本跟耶稣讲话的机会都没有。
She find herself not able to even speak to Jesus.
她要想了，我不需要跟耶稣讲话，我只要摸他一个衣服，摸一下，我就会好。
She told herself, "I do not need to communicate with Jesus. All I need to do is just to touch him."
哇，她的信心来了。
This was when her faith start to kick in.
她告诉自己，只有耶稣可以救她。
And she told herself that only Jesus can heal her.
这个时候，医生，其他医生都没有用，只有一个大医生。
At that time, none of the physicians around her can help her, only the great physician Jesus.
一摸耶稣的衣裳，她的血肉都马上停了。
When she touched the edge of Jesus' garment, her bleeding immediately stopped.
所以她的一生啊，就得到解救。
And her disease was immediately healed.
十二年的血肉一天就停。
12 years of bleeding stopped overnight.
所以如果我们已经看医生看很久，有些长期病，或者是在医生手中啊，花了很多钱，吃了很多苦。
If we have suffered so many years in the hands of a doctor and yet our disease is still not healed,
那我们再想想，是不是要专心靠神？
Then we have to tell ourselves, isn't it time for me to completely trust and rely on God?
不是不可以看医生。
It is not that one must not see the doctor.
而是当医生都没有办法的时候，你还要靠谁呢？
But it is at the point when even the doctors surrender.
我们教会啊，是真教会，所以很多见证。
In our church, because we are the true church, there are so many miracles that happen.
因为我们真理有圣灵。
Because we have the truth and the Holy Spirit.
所以圣经有的神迹啊，真教会都有。
Whatever happened, whatever miracle happened in the Bible, it also happened today in our true church.
有人说十二年的血肉症，今天妇科圣手都医不好。
And today we can ask ourselves, how can a woman who's bleeding for 12 years can be healed so suddenly?
我翻查一下我们教会的记录。
And I was looking through, browsing through our church records.
真的有一位姐妹啊，她十二年血肉症，信耶稣好。
And indeed, there was also another sister who bled for 12 years, and she was also healed.
她是叫董静心姐妹啊。
And she's a sister Tong.
大家台北，可能老一辈的台北的前辈啊，可能都听过，甚至可能认识这个人。
And she actually is attending the Taipei church, and the older members of our church may know her personally.
她31岁到42岁，是她人生最痛苦的时候。
From the age of 31 to 42 is the most difficult period of her life.
整整十二年，她每天流血。
For a total of 12 years, she never stopped bleeding.
因为她生病之前呢，生了六个小孩。
Because prior to her illness, she bore 12 children.
生到第六个老幺之后，她就不想再生了，想要去结扎。
And after the birth of her sixth child, she decided to tie her tubes and not give birth anymore.
结扎的时候，医生失手。剪到他的输卵管动脉。
But unfortunately, while the doctor was trying to surgically tie her tubes, they did a mistake and cut one of the arteries.
从此之后呢，他就患了血瘤症。
From that time onwards, she started to bleed.
很可怜，一个月流血25天。
And on a period of 1 month, she will bleed for 25 days.
血压只有70。
And her blood pressure is only 70.
一天只能吃三口饭。
And in one day, she can only eat three spoonfuls of food.
没有体力，不想出门。
She has no energy, and she could not even go out of the house.
刚好她先生是一个留英国的医学心脏的外科博士，五六十年前呢，是留英的博士。
And her husband, 40 or 50 years ago, was one of the UK graduate in cardiology.
她先生都没有办法。
But yet even her husband could not help her.
那其他医生想要帮她子宫整个拿掉算了。
And the other doctor suggested that that she did the hysterectomy to remove her womb entirely.
体重只有36公斤，太瘦了，太弱了，没有办法开刀。
But because she was only 36 kilograms at that time, they dare not open her up because of her low weight.
只能够回家睡觉。
What she can do is to stay home and lie down on the bed.
天天躺在床上。
And every day she was totally bedridden.
她就要这个万年床，根本就不用起床了，整天只是在床上度过。
She was like a vegetable, totally bedridden.
很可怜。
She was so pitiful.
医生不能帮她。
The doctors could not help her.
刚好有一天礼拜天。
One Sunday.
她的大姐 刚进入这个真耶稣教会。
Her older sister just got baptized into the True Jesus Church.
告诉她说，真耶稣教会有好多医病的神迹。
That the True Jesus Church has many miracles that happened.
要不要去教会听听看？
And to ask her younger sister to try.
她就去教会听了。
So she decided to attend services in the church.
听到的时候，听到另外一个蔡太太心脏病，医生说无救了，结果信耶稣得到医好。
And in the church, she heard of a particular sister child who had a heart problem, and yet she was healed.
信心就生出来。
And she started to have faith.
那我要找神。
And she said, I'm going to seek and pursue God.
那我要继续去教会。
And I want to come to church more regularly.
又找真神了，不要坐车去，我找路去。
And I do not need to drive, but I can walk to church.
那他之后要再去教会。
And then later on, she continued coming to church.
聚完会啊，执事良就带她去祷告室，叫她祷告。
After service, the one of the deacon's wife took her to the front to pray.
叫她念 Hallelujah, 赞美主耶稣。
And to teach her to pray, Hallelujah, praise the Lord.
结果练了三句而已。
After repeating three times,
哇，双手真的很厉害。
Her two hands started to move.
圣灵大大充满。
And the Holy Spirit was so powerful in her.
说出灵言。
And she started to speak in tongues.
哇，就是那个时候开始，她感觉到她的血流12年的马上停住。
It was at that point that she felt suddenly that she stopped bleeding altogether.
整个身体啊，好舒服。
Her whole body felt so good.
她知道她被医治了。
And she knew right there and then that she was healed.
她就可以大步大步很方便的。
And she, at that time after, she can confidently walk back home.
体重有34公斤，回到54公斤。
And from 34 kilograms, her weight rose to 54 kilograms.
所以后来呢，就在台北教会灵恩会的时候就接受洗礼。
And later on, she got baptized in the Taipei Church during the spiritual convocation.
50年前呢，我们教会的神迹，1962年的事情。
And this happened 50 years ago in the year 1962.
我们的神呢是不改变的。
Our God never changed.
这个姐妹啊，她先生是位是医生。
This particular sister, because her husband is also a doctor.
亲眼看到这个神迹。
And he saw it with his own eyes.
所以以后有病人呢，去看这个医生的时候。
Whenever he has patients who came to see him.
他先生姓许啊，是许医师。
And his last name is Xi, so he is Dr. Xi.
但是病人有一些病很难医的时候。
And whenever he encounters patients who have incurable diseases,
他就跟他讲,
and he will tell his patients,
你的病很难医啊,
so I can't really cure your illness.
如果你要好得快一点哦，我介绍你去另外一个大医生。
If you really want to get cured, I will introduce you to a greater physician.
你去问我太太，她带你去真耶稣教会。
Just go talk to my wife, and she will take you to True Jesus Church.
要靠神。
And because there you can trust in Jesus.
后来这位心脏权威啊，许医师也信了真耶稣教会，信了主。
And later on, this Dr. Xi also, he's a cardiologist, and he also believes in Jesus.
真教会真的是真的。
Our True Jesus Church is a true church.
所有圣经里面的神迹，真教会都有。
All the miracles that you read in the Bible, it also happened today in the True Jesus Church.
这个见证告诉我们，神是不改变的。
This miracle only goes to show us that our God never changed.
只要你有信心靠神。
As long as we have faith to trust in Him.
尤其是当世界的医生都没有办法的时候。
Especially if the earthly doctors gave up hope.
我们真的要专心依靠神。
Then we have to sincerely trust and rely on God.
如果是神的旨意，神一定可以医治。
If it is indeed the will of God, then God will definitely heal us.
但是可能有时候我们的信心还不够。
Of course, sometimes our faith are weak.
要我们没有这种决心啊，排除万难，只靠真神那种心。
We do not have this determination to solely rely on God.
所以我们要多靠神。
This is why we have to learn to trust and rely more on God.
肉体有病，当然要找医生。
Of course, when we are physically ill, we must seek God.
但是主耶稣到底讲了这个是什么呢？
However, what is the deeper meaning that Jesus wants to tell us here?
马可福音的第二章。
Please turn to the book of Mark, chapter 2.
第17节。
Verse 17.
这段的背景是主耶稣跟那些税吏还有罪人在吃饭。
The context of our Jesus statement here is when Jesus was eating with the publicans, with the tax collectors.
税吏就是收税的。
The tax collectors, the publicans, are those that gathers taxes.
他们很贪钱。
They are very greedy.
都会多收来肥自己的荷包。
They will gather the surplus and then the leftover they will just put in the pocket.
犹太人讨厌税吏。
This is why the Jews, they hated them.
罪人就是代表那些妓女。
And the sinners refers to the prostitutes.
因为妓女没有其他谋生的本钱，就是出卖她的身体。
Because the prostitutes have no other ways of earning a livelihood, so they have to sell the bodies.
说实在也是很可怜的。
But we can see that they are living a very unfortunate life.
能够用其他方法赚钱的，谁喜欢当妓女呢？
I guess they have no other ways to go but to sell their bodies. This is very unfortunate.
所以在犹太人眼中，这些人很可恶，但是主耶稣看他们很可怜。
In the eyes of the people, they are despicable, but Jesus, however, took pity on them and know their needs.
税吏没有朋友，很多钱，但是没有朋友。
The tax collectors, they are rich, but they are very lonely because they have no friends.
很多钱，心里很虚空。
Even though they are rich, but inside their hearts, it's so lonely.
主耶稣就去亲近他们，跟他们吃饭，然后呢，传福音给他们。
This is why Jesus drew near to them and ate with them in order to preach to them.
法利赛人就看不过眼了。
And of course, the Pharisees can't stand what Jesus was doing.
16节就说了。
And in verse 16,
你看，那个耶稣跟罪人还有税吏一起吃饭。
And they were saying that Jesus was eating with the sinners and the tax collectors.
那主耶稣对他们这句话的这个回应。
And this is how Jesus replied.
17节说，耶稣听见了，就对他们说：“健康的人若不找医生，有病的人才用得着。我来本不是召义人，乃是召罪人。”
Verse 17, on hearing this, Jesus said to them, It is not the healthy who need a doctor, but the sick. I have not come to call the righteous, but sinners.
所以这里是谁有病呢？
Who are those who were sick?
不是说你自己觉得自己没有病就没有病。
It is not that when we tell ourselves that we are fine, that we are truly fine.
这个是心灵的病啊，这是罪的问题。
This is a spiritual disease, a spiritual illness because of sin.
在神看来啊，全世界都是罪人，都是有病的。
In the eyes of God, the world is full of sinful people.
但是如果一个人不承认,
but of course, if we do not acknowledge this,
就没有办法得救,
then we will not be able to be saved.
有一些人呢, 他明明生病, 他不肯去看医生,
some people, even though they are sick, they still would not see a doctor.
宁可撑到, 哇, 快受不了了, 快病死的时候, 才要去看,
that rather suffer and try to hang on to the last minute and then try to see the doctor. This is very, very, very unfortunate and very sorry.
我曾经见到一个弟兄啊,
I once knew of a brother.
明明感冒了,
he got a cold.
不去看医生,
yet he refused to see the doctor.
他说要靠抵抗力,
and he thought that he will depend on his good immune system.
大劝他,你咳到这个样子,你还不去看一下?
And people told him, your cough is not getting any better. Why are you not seeing a doctor?
还不去看,
but yet he still refused.
再过一个礼拜，咳到他脸都青了。
After a week, he was coughing until his face turned green.
弟兄啊，你快不行了，要不要去？我们抓你去，抓他去医院。
And then the members told him, "Do we need to drag you and force you to see the doctor?"
哇，结果一看，肺炎了，肺炎了。
And when they took him to the doctor, they realized they had pneumonia.
肺炎可以死人的。
Because pneumonia can be fatal.
有位姐妹告诉我，她的朋友的先生32岁。 一个月咳了，咳了一个月不肯看医生，结果肺炎死掉。
And a friend told me that her husband's friend had a very serious pneumonia because he refused to see the doctor, and later on he died.
所以我们不要以为自己没有病。
Do not always tell ourselves that we are fine.
不要以为自己 OK。
That we are okay.
尤其是属灵里面啊。
Because it may be something spiritual.
我们要知道我们的。 是罪人的，每一个人都需要主耶稣。
Because we are all sinners and we need Jesus.
像主耶稣说，
just like Jesus said,
不是召罪人，义人悔改了，是召罪人。
That I have come not to call the righteous but sinners.
所以今天谁需要医生？
Today, who needs a doctor?
当然，如果我们身体有病，医生看不好，要靠神。
Of course, today, if we are sick and the doctor cannot help us, then we have to trust and pray to God.
每一个人更需要主耶稣这个大医生。
But of course, all of us, one time or another, will need this great physician, Jesus.
把我们的罪解决，洗干净。
To deal with our sins and to wash away our sins.
有一个慕道者，就是我们姐妹的先生。
Once there was a truth seeker who is the husband of our sister.
他自己很有成就。
He was a very accomplished person.
他是一个药剂师。
And he was a pharmacist.
他有两个孩子。
And he has two children.
一个当医生。
The older one was a doctor.
一个当药师。
And the second one is a pharmacist.
我们传道常去传福音给他。
The preacher often tried to preach to him.
他说我不需要信。
But yet he told us that he does not need to believe.
我生活很好。
Because I'm fine.
我儿子很有成就。
And my sons, they were so accomplished.
我的药店生意很稳定。
And my pharmacy, it's bringing me a very stable income.
我的健康很好。
And I'm fine with my health.
我没有需要信。
I have no need to believe in Jesus.
所以他不需要主耶稣。
And she told me that she does not need Jesus.
但是他忘记了。
But yet one thing that he forgot.
虽然他生活上什么都有。
That even though materially he has nothing that he lacked.
但是他还缺一样。
But yet he only lacked one thing.
他有罪, 他不能承受永生。
He had sin. He cannot have salvation.
如果今天生病死了, 就不能得救。
And if today he were to fall sick and die, he will not be saved.
因为还没有接受宝血大水洗礼。
Because he has not received the water baptism of the remission of sins.
还没有得到圣灵。
He has not received the Holy Spirit too.
如果一个人知道自己, 哎呀, 我是罪人啊, 我是病人啊, 我需要神啊, 他才有救, 他才有救。
Or if a person acknowledged his own sins and said that he needs Jesus to wash away my sins, then this person will have hope.
所以文士法利赛人觉得自己很健康, 不需要耶稣。
The scribes and Pharisees here feel that they are fine, they are healthy, they do not need Jesus.
结果妓女还有税吏比他们先进天国。
But yet, the prostitutes and the tax collectors went ahead of them to heaven.
所以我们这句话是主耶稣提醒我们，我们要在神面前要谦卑，要自省。
These words of Jesus is also to remind us that before God, we have to humble ourselves and to be needy before Him.
他常常提醒啊，我是软弱的，我是有罪的。
This is a constant reminder to us that we are weak and that we are sinners.
那这个罪也好像病菌一样。
But of course, this sin is like a vicious virus.
我们看雅各书第一章。
Please turn to the book of James, chapter 1.
雅各书第一章。
James chapter 1,
第十四节,
verse 14.
雅各书一章十四节,
James chapter 1, verse 14. But each one is tempted when by his own evil desire he is dragged away and enticed.
十五节,
verse 15. Then after his and after desire has conceived, it gives birth to sin. And sin, when it is full grown, gives birth to death.
这里说私欲啊，或者罪啊，跟病菌很相似。
Here, desire is likened to a virus or bacteria.
我们知道我们感冒啊、咳嗽啊，只是这种表象而已。
Colds and coughing is just a manifestation that we've been attacked by viruses or bacteria.
让我们身体不健康的是个看不见的那种病毒。
The thing that causes to fall ill spiritually is the invisible virus.
它太小了，用最大的显微镜、显微镜啊，才可以看得到。
And bacteria and viruses, they are invisible to the human eye, but only visible
但是,
under a microscope.
但是它的影响很大。
But yet, their influence and their impact is great.
这个病毒可以让你整个人躺下来。
Because of viruses and bacteria could just, can just make you bedridden overnight.
可以让你死掉。
It could also kill us.
也可以传给别人。
And it also can infect others.
罪也是一样。
And it is the same with sin.
这个私欲啊。
This desire.
如果一个人容让私欲在他的心里一直的成长，
If we allow this desire to continue to grow and be fattened in our heart，
一个想法你不把它拿走，
If a evil thought starts to lodge in our minds and we not get rid of it，
变成行动了，就变成罪了，
It will give birth to action and then later on sin，
罪长成就最后就死了，
And in the end it will give birth to death，
所以感冒可不可以死人？
Can a cold kill us？
感冒如果变气管炎，
If the cold began to change to bronchitis，
我这个礼拜就是气管炎了。
I had a bronchitis。
气管炎再变肺炎。
If bronchitis is not treated, then it becomes
pneumonia。
Pneumonia。
肺炎就可以死人了。
And pneumonia can kill。
所以感冒也可以杀死人。
Because we see that even a tiny cold can kill us。
所以小罪可不可以让你不能进天国？
Can a little sin stop us from going to heaven?
可以。
Of course, yes.
如果我们不悔改，
If we do not confess our sin and repent,
不整理自己的思想，
And we do not readjust and clean our dirty thoughts,
不从那种在起初的时候把它断绝掉，
That we do not deal with this evil thought right there and then when it just started lodging there.
有人说，哎呀，小贪心，贪小便宜，这个没有什么了，大家都是这样。
Some people said, oh, that's fine because those are just little sins.
我们都会贪小便宜嘛。
Of course, sometimes we'll try to take advantage of others.
啊，有时候飞机上面那些东西啊，纪念品啊，杯盘啊， 带回家。
And sometimes even in the plane, we'll just take some of the cutleries or some of the freebies from the plane.
现在是比较不会了，因为都是那种塑胶的，没有什么好带。以前那种玻璃的啦，不锈钢的，哦，那个刀子啦，哎呀，带回家，哇，一套里面有长荣的、华航的、新航的，什么都有。
Of course, nowadays, not just like in the past, where all the cutleries in the plane they're made of stainless steel. Nowadays, they're plastic, so we don't take them home.
哇，那个玻璃杯很漂亮，哎，把它带回去。
And sometimes those in the past, the glasses they're made from, the cups they're made from glasses, we'll take them home.
哎呀，小贪小便宜没关系了，不是油大三十两银子哦。
We thought this is just a small thing. This is just a small change. It's okay. It's not like Judas.
那你想想看，十几块钱的东西都会贪，有一百万在你面前会不会不贪？
But of course, this cup that is not even worth $10, you will take it. What about $1,000,000 that's in front of us?
十块钱的你会贪，一百万的肯定会贪，那不用问的，有机会就会贪了。
If we are greedy for a $10 product, what about $1,000,000 product?
所以为什么那些当官的上去都是贪的？
This is why all the high officials they start to corrupt.
自己还没有当官呢，就骂人家贪了，你贪了，结果自己上去贪更多。
And we accuse them of accepting bribes.
因为人的心呢，就是罪恶的。
It is because man's heart are evil and full of sin.
所以要对付大的罪恶，就要先对付心中小的罪恶开始。
If we want to fight against the bigger sins, then we have to try to deal the smaller sins first.
有可能是贪小便宜。
Maybe we just greed over small things.
有可能是恨，对别人没有办法饶恕。
It may be because of hatred that we are not able to forgive.
可能是嫉妒
or it could be jealousy.
苦毒
or bitterness.
不顺服真理
or rebelling against the truth.
所以啊，这个病啊，我们要靠圣灵把它治愈。
And this kind of spiritual illness, we have to rely on the Holy Spirit to heal us.
生病严重了就要吃抗生素。
Because when we are seriously ill, then we have to depend on the antibiotics.
肉体的私欲罪啊，要靠什么来除掉呢？
And what about the physical desire, mental desire, and evil thoughts? What do we depend on?
罗马书第八章。
Please turn to the book of Romans, chapter 8.
十二节。
Romans chapter 8, verse 12.
罗马书第八章十二节。
Romans chapter 8, verse 12.
罗马书八章十二节。
Romans chapter 8, verse 12. Therefore, brothers, we have an obligation, but it is not to the sinful nature to live according to it.
十三节。
Verse 13. For if you live according to the sinful nature, you will die. But if by the Spirit you put to death the misdeeds of the body, you will live.
就是说，顺着肉体活着，一定死。
Because here it says that if we live according to the sinful nature, we will die.
肉体要你做什么，你就去做，你就死定，死路一条。
That is, if we go according to our nature, then we will die.
肉体喜欢什么很清楚，大家都知道。
We all know what our bodies or what our flesh desire.
食物。
Food,
性这两方面是人最肉体最最基本的需要。
Food and sex, those are the basic needs of humans.
肉体而魔鬼会用肉体引诱我们，在这方面得罪神。
And the devil will use our these two human basic needs, these instincts, to sin against God.
但是靠圣灵制止这些私欲。
But here it says that we have to depend on the Spirit to put to death the misdeeds of the flesh of the body.
我是很不喜欢吃抗生素。
I despise eating antibiotics.
但是医生说你不行了，已经气管炎了。
But I have no choice because the doctor told me that I have serious bronchitis.
好了，乖乖听医生的话了，就要去买。
I have to be obedient to the doctor, so I went to get a bottle of antibiotics.
这个药的名字很长哦，就上网查一下，这个药到底是怎么样来帮助人的。
And I tried to look up in the Google and to see what is the function of this antibiotic.
它这个药啊，很奇妙。
And says this antibiotic is very amazing.
基本上简单来说，它就把那些细菌的是蛋白啊，把它切断，它就不能再生长。
What it does is this antibiotic will try to break up the protein molecules into pieces so it will not grow and multiply. Because we know that this bacteria are made up of protein parts. So this antibiotic will try to chop it up into smaller pieces. And then slowly the body will heal itself. And then your immunity will also start to kick in. Then this is how you are healed.
你靠自己不行了。对，大概就吃药了。
Because we cannot depend our own immune system to fight this, so we need the help of the antibiotics.
我们也是一样啊，老是每次都是立志一样的事情啊，我要改啊，我要改，结果又改不了。
But of course, the teachers may tell you to change and change, but yet you are not able to change.
我要改我的脾气啊，结果脾气更坏。
I have to change my temper, but yet I'm so unable to change.
我要改我的贪心, 结果常常都贪心。
I try not to be greedy anymore, but all the more I become even more greedy.
这个怎么办?
Then what should we do then?
只能够靠属灵的药了, 就是圣灵致使身体的恶行。
This is the time when we can depend on the spiritual medicine that is the power of the Holy Spirit to put to death the sins of the body.
全世界没有一样东西可以改变我们的个性。
In the world, there is nothing that can change our behavior,
our character.
Only by the power of God
can
a person be changed, because we know that a person's character is so difficult to change.
好像山一样, 你没有办法把它除掉。
A man's heart is just like a great mountain. It is so hard to move it.
神的灵进去它里面,
However, if the Spirit of God were to penetrate it,
打断它的罪性,
and to break up his stubbornness,
加上我们自己愿意靠神,
and plus the determination for the person, for us to depend on the power of God, then only then we are able to overcome the evilness of our heart. Of course, the sick needs the doctor.
不单指肉体的病, 心灵的病,
Not only the physically ill, but also those who are spiritually ill.
那医生也有很多种。
Of course, there are many kinds of doctors.
约伯记13章,
Please turn to the book of Job, chapter
13.
There is another kind of doctor mentioned here.
约伯记的13章,
Job, chapter 13,
第四节,
verse 4. Job, chapter 13, verse 4. You, however, smear me with lies. You are worthless physicians, all of you.
约伯这里形容他三个朋友是无用的医生。
Here, Job described his three friends as a worthless physician.
约伯遇到考验。
Job, he was undergoing tremendous suffering and testing.
一天失去所有财产。
Overnight, he lost all he has.
10个儿女。
10 children.
自己的健康。
His health.
所以所有他有的，他都失去了。
All the things that he possessed, he lost them overnight.
他已经很苦了。
He was undergoing such great suffering.
那他有三个好朋友, 很远的地方, 本来想来安慰他的。
His three friends came from afar trying to comfort him.
结果都没有讲到一句安慰的话。
But yet, they did not even provide him with a word of comfort.
一开口就讲了, 你约伯, 你最好检讨一下, 你遇到这种事, 肯定是你犯罪。
The first thing that came out of their mouth is that Job is supposed to examine himself to see if he had indeed sinned against God.
当然了，有些时候是人犯罪得罪神，遇到刑罚，有些时候是这样，但是不是每一次都是这样。
But of course, sometimes when we undergo suffering, it is because this is a discipline or chastisement from God.
但是那些朋友就不管了，就是一直讲，一直讲，你一定有罪，他不承认，你一定有。
But of course, these three friends, they were mercilessly telling him that he is a sinful person, that Job is a sinful person. This is why Job was so mad at them and said that they are worthless physicians.
你来帮不到我, 反而让我更痛苦。
That you came here for nothing, you did not even help me, but yet you added on more weight, more suffering to me.
有一些医生就乱开药。
Some doctors say, well, just prescribe any old medicine. It's just to harm the patient even more. I remember when I was on my internship in Hong Kong. I was going on an internship with another preacher. I walked past a certain place.
他告诉我,
and he told me.
他说里面有一个无牌的中医。
He says, he told me there is a nameless, a no-name physician in there.
Unlicensed.
Unlicensed a physician.
他的外号叫一次过。
And his slogan is that, you will be cured.
One time only.
One time only.
我说，诶，为什么叫一次过？这个外号很特别。
I said, this is a very strange slogan that one time you will pass through this.
他的意思是说,
what he meant is that
他都医术都不好乱开药,
that he will just prescribe any old kind of medicine.
开的药太强了,
and some of the medicine were too strong.
他乱开药给你, 如果你吃下去, 你撑得住了, 一吃就好了, 因为撑不出了, 一吃就死了。
And it's the kind of medicine that if your body can take it, then you'll be healed. Otherwise, you'll be dead.
那医不好的, 你也不会去看他第二次, 所以他就是一次过。
So this is a one-time doctor kind of thing that if it doesn't heal you, then you don't go back the second time.
不好的, 死掉的都是一次过。
So whether you are healed or you're not healed or you die, or you die, then this is just a one-time thing.
这个绰号很厉害, 这个外号, 赞,
this is a very strange kind of a mission statement, and because he just treat others without any regard to them.
所以有一些医生是无用的医生。
He can be also called a worthless doctor.
但有时候我们自己也是无用的医生。
But sometimes we ourselves, we are also worthless doctors.
人家受苦了，只望听到你一两句安慰的话，结果你冷漠无情，有吗？哎呀，算了，不关我事。
Sometimes we are very cold-hearted. Whenever we see another person who is undergoing pain and suffering, we do not know how to comfort.
希望得到你的鼓励，结果你在批评论断。
We want they are supposed to receive encouragement and words of comfort from us, but yet we judge them and we rebuke them.
有时候我们下错药啊，像约伯那个朋友一样。
Sometimes we also prescribe the wrong medicine, just like Job's three friends.
对于约伯来说啊，那些朋友其实不用做什么，听他讲话，他就很舒服了。牢骚发一下，帮他祷告一下，天真就好了。
To Job, actually, his three friends need not to say a single word, but they only have to hear what Job had to say. That's good enough for Job.
对那个受苦的人呢，不用讲那么多道理。
Because to those who are suffering, you do not actually need to talk too much.
听一听。
All you can do is just be a listening ear.
你很辛苦，我帮你祷告，我没有办法帮你什么。
What you can say is that, oh, I'm really sorry, I can't really help you, but what I can do is as to pray for you.
我了解。
I understand.
我也试过这样。
Because I've also gone through what you have gone through.
要抓住神，靠神。
You have to hold on to God, and trust in Him, and don't give up.
这样就够了。
This is enough.
不是要你批评他说，哦，你一定是怎么样怎么样怎么样。
We are not supposed to criticize them or to judge them.
所以无用的医生啊，比不看医生还惨。
To not see a doctor is even the same as being a to see a worthless physician.
所以我们要，如果别人找我们，那我们要做一个有用的医生，起码属灵上要鼓励人，安慰人。
If someone asks us to help them in their trouble, then we have to know how to be a good spiritual doctor to them.
我们自己也要当一个好的病人。
And we also have to learn how to be a good patient.
有人说啊，最不好的病人是什么？
Some people ask me, what is the worst kind of patient?
最不好的病人就是当医生的人，当医生的自己啊。
The worst kind of patient is to be his or her own doctor.
医生自己也会生病吗？
Because a doctor himself also will fall sick one day.
医生也要看医生。
And a doctor also needs to see his or her doctor.
但是医生听到别的医生的建议都是很多意见的。
Of course, a doctor will not be able to 100% accept another doctor's recommendations.
或者是听了之后也不去做了。
Or maybe when they will not listen totally to the other doctor's recommendations.
那我们自己，我们要。
What about us?
我们看雅各书。
Please turn to the book of James.
第一章22节。
James chapter 1 verse 22.
雅各书第一章22节。
James chapter 1 verse 22.
只要你们要行道，不要单单听到，自己去控制自己，听懂。
Do not merely listen to the word and so deceive yourselves. Do what it says.
23节。
Verse 23. Anyone who listens to the word but does not do what it says is like a man who looks at his face in a mirror. Verse 24. And after looking at himself, goes away immediately, forgets what he looks like.
圣经提醒我们要行道，不要只是听到。
Here the Bible tells us that we must act upon the word.
有没有人呢排队看了医生，然后拿了药单之后，觉得说医生这个药可能不行，那我就不去买了。
Have you ever went to see a doctor and received the prescription, and bought the prescription and yet not take it?
或者是医生叫你说，哎呀，戒烟啊，减肥啦，结果好了，听了好了，回去还是一样。
And if a doctor were to ask you to advise you to quit smoking or to try to lose weight, you will just say yeah and not do it later.
医生叫你做的，你就去做。
Whatever the doctor tells you to do, do it.
对你是好的。
Because it is for our own benefit.
同样，我们道理听那么多。
Because we have heard so much the word of God.
这是听主耶稣最大的医生这个道理。
Even we have already heard the word of the great physician, Jesus.
圣经的话很清楚。
Because the words of the Bible is so clear. But yet, when we hear it and yet not do it, then this word will have nothing to do with us. This is why we must be a good patient. We must listen to the word of God.
可以医治我们身体、肉体、灵魂、心灵所有疾病的大医生。
Because our Lord Jesus is a great physician, he can heal our spiritual, physical, emotional, and mental troubles.
不要听了就走了。Let
us not listen to Jesus and simply walked away.
药是苦一点，但是还是要吞下去。
Even though the medicine is bitter, but yet it will do us good if we swallow it.
道理不是每一句都是合我们心意的。
Because the word of God is not just simply to make us feel good.
道理不是每一句都是平安喜乐的。
Because the word of God is not just peace and joy.
有些道理是硬的。
Because some word is difficult to swallow.
是苦的。
It's bitter.
但是还要吞下去。
But yet we must swallow. No matter what.
这是救灵魂的。
Because it is to save our souls.
愿主帮助我们。
May the God of heaven help us.
唱诗。
Let's sing him.
238.
238.